Service in separation. The essence of sannyas is service. While Guru Maharaj was still a brahmachari, Srila Prabhupada instructed him to accept sannyas. He asked Srila Prabhupada, "What must I do after accepting sannyas?" Srila Prabhupada replied, "You should continue performing whatever seva you are performing now." In that case, Guru Maharaj said, "This brahmachari dress, vesh, seems more favorable for the services I am rendering now. When I preach, I usually request younger brahmachari boys to accept seats higher than my own, and then tell all the devotee donors present there, 'Do not think these boys are ordinary persons. They are worthy of even my service and are worshipful even for me. You are very fortunate to receive the opportunity to serve them, so take full advantage of it. In this way, I am able to collect sizable donations for the service of Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. But if I were to accept sannyas, these younger brahmacharis, who are hesitant even now to accept a seat higher than mine, will definitely refuse to do so in the future. This will be an obstacle to my seva. You have always given service the highest priority, and I wish to follow your idle conduct from the core of my heart. I therefore request you not to award me sannyas at the present moment." After hearing Guru Maharaj's words, Srila Prabhupada said, "You are Prakat Tridandi Sannyasi, a sannyasi in the truest sense. A person does not become a sannyasi by simply accepting the dress of a sannyasi. The inclination to perform seva is the only measure of seniority. It is very much possible that the actual position of a person formally situated as a brahmachari may be that of a grastha, vanprastha or sannyasi, depending on his heart's propensity, chitta vritti. Similarly, according to his chitta vritti, a person who has been formally awarded sannyas may actually be a brahmachari, grastha or a vanprastha. Jai bhajo se bado abhaktahin chhar, Krishna bhajane nahi jati kuladi vichar." Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Antalila 4.67. Those who perform bhajan are exalted, whereas non-devotees are destitute and contemptible. In the worship of Krishna, there is no consideration of caste or familial lineage. After Srila Prabhupada disappeared from this world and entered a Prakat Leela, the unmanifest pastimes of Sri Radha Govinda, many problems flooded the Gaudiya Math. At that time, in accordance with Srila Prabhupada's conduct and teachings, achar vichar and philosophical stance, vichar dhara, Guru Maharaj rendered many exalted services to the math mandirs. Footnote: a math is a place where spiritual aspirants reside in the company of spiritual teachers, whereas a mandir is a place where the deity form of the Lord resides. The institutions founded by Srila Prabhupada incorporated both aspects in one establishment and are referred to as math mandirs. And deities established by Srila Prabhupada, as well as to Srila Prabhupada's dearest treasurer, his disciples. The profundity of the affection with which Guru Maharaj performs such services cannot be explained through words. Shri Kunj Bihari Vidyabhushan, Shri Srimad Bhakti Sarvas Giri Goswami Maharaj, and many of Guru Maharaj's other godfathers repeatedly emphasized to Guru Maharaj, "Srila Prabhupada has left us such a big mission with many services to fulfill. If a qualified person like you declines to accept sannyas and refuses to assume the most important responsibilities of serving as a guru, then how will those services ever be accomplished?" Respectfully honoring the instructions of his godbrothers, Guru Maharaj accepted sannyas according to the Vaishnava regulations from his senior godbrother, Shri Srimad Bhakti Gaurav Vaikhanas Goswami Maharaj, in Shri Jagannath Puri Dham at Shri Tota Gopinath Mandir on Gaur Purnima, Thursday 9 March 1944, and became known as Shri Bhakti Dait Madhav Maharaj. Humbler than a straw and tolerant like a tree. Guru Maharaj took possession of Sri Chaitanya Math on behalf of Sri Kunj Bihari Vidyabhushan Prabhu. After some years, Sri Kunj Bihari Vidyabhushan Prabhu retired from his job and began residing at Sri Chaitanya Math. He accepted sannyas from Sri Srimad Bhakti Vigyan Ashram Goswami Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, and became known as Sri Bhakti Vilas Tirth Maharaj. Srila Tirth Goswami Maharaj then started awarding initiations to aspiring devotees. However, few devotees would approach him. Most felt inspired to accept initiation from Guru Maharaj. Therefore, following the advice of some of his advisors, Srila Tirth Goswami Maharaj told Guru Maharaj, "I shall award initiations in Sri Chaitanya Math. It would be better if you were to award initiations in the Yogpeeth Temple, the appearance place of Sriman Mahaprabhu." Guru Maharaj happily agreed, saying, "As you please, there is no issue at all in this." When Guru Maharaj began awarded initiations in the Yogpeeth Temple, most of the devotees visited him there. Seeing this, Sri Tirth Goswami Maharaj suggested to Guru Maharaj, "It would be better if you award initiations in Shiva Sangam." Guru Maharaj again readily agreed. When Guru Maharaj began awarding initiations at Shiva Sangam, most of the devotees again started going there. Seeing this, he was subsequently asked to move to other places such as Sri Murari Gupta's residence and Rudradeep among others to give initiations. Even then, Guru Maharaj never felt the slightest inconvenience within his heart. What to speak of desire to contest it? The completely unadulterated manifestations of the falling words that emanated from the lotus lips of Sriman Mahaprabhu was wholly seen in the divine character, personal conduct and behavior of Guru Maharaj. Tarnadapi sunichena taror eva sahashuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. Sri Shikshashtak 3. In a humble state of mind, one should think oneself lower than a straw in a street and be tolerant like a tree. Being devoid of all sense of false prestige, one should be ready to offer all respect to others without desiring respect in return. In such a state, one is eligible to constantly chant Hari Nam. On one occasion, the governor of West Bengal visited Sri Chaitanya Math to attend a function and was introduced to all the sannyasis on the stage, including the president of Sri Chaitanya Math, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vilas Tirth Goswami Maharaj. However, he was so affected upon seeing the divine personality of Guru Maharaj, who was adorned with all the transcendental symptoms of a realized soul, that he addressed Guru Maharaj as Guruji, Guruji during his conversation with him. After this incident, a certain advisor of Sri Tirth Goswami Maharaj told Srila Tirth Goswami Maharaj, "Madhav Maharaj has a more charismatic personality than you. As long as he stays in Sri Chaitanya Math, you will not be glorified by others. You must therefore take a bold step to rectify this issue." Serving Srila Prabhupada by accepting disciples. Initially, Guru Maharaj did not possess even the slightest desire to accept disciples. He inspired and brought many people to the path of bhakti simply through his personal conduct. While Srila Prabhupada was physically present, Guru Maharaj inspired many people to take shelter at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And later, after Srila Prabhupada entered Nitya Leela, he inspired many people to take up the path of bhakti in the line of Srila Prabhupada under the shelter of the lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj's godbrother, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vichar Yayavar Goswami Maharaj. Among such persons were Sri Jatin Mishra, the father of the eye specialist Sri Suren Mishra, the three distinguished brothers Sri Apurva Pal, Sri Bhatt Krishna Pal and their brother, and Sri Govardhan Pedi, who previously remained in a constant state of intoxication, openly associated with a prostitute in front of his house and ceaselessly engaged in all sorts of prohibited activities, just like Ratnakar and Jagayanan Madai, Guru Maharaj also offered many sincere devotees he had inspired in the service of Shri Srimad Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj, such as Shri Akinchan Maharaj, Shri Avadhut Maharaj, Shri Shoti Maharaj, and Shri Pashupatinath Prabhu. Later, Guru Maharaj began accepting disciples only after many of his godbrothers repeatedly requested him to do so. He was particularly inspired by Shripad Krishna Kesha Prabhu, who said, "Srila Prabhupada's Vichardhara, line of conception, will be preserved only if you serve Srila Prabhupada by accepting disciples. I will preach extensively in Assam and inspire many people to accept shelter at your lotus feet, so as to assist you in the service of Srila Prabhupada." It was due to the inspiration of Sri Krishna Kesha Prabhu alone that many devotees from Assam took shelter of Guru Maharaj. When all the original Gaudiya Math branches were divided into two separate institutions, it was Guru Maharaj who took possession of Sri Chaitanya Math on behalf of Sri Kunja Bihari Vidyabhushan Prabhu. At that time, the keys to the math were handed over to Guru Maharaj. Sri Jagmohan Prabhu said, "Our plan was to shoot anyone other than you who would have come forward to accept these keys." The extent of the endeavors Guru Maharaj undertook to provide the best possible maintenance and protection of the mutts established by his Gurudev can never possibly be explained by words alone. Encouraging everyone to serve Srila Prabhupada in all situations. Guru Maharaj's disciple Sri Loknath Prabhu, who after accepting sannyas was known as Sri Bhakti Surit Damodar Maharaj, used to perform service to the deities at three locations, namely Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi Temple, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj's Samadhi Temple, and Sri Chaitanya Math. Another disciple of Guru Maharaj, Sri Bhagwan Das, who was later known as Sri Bhakti Niketan Ture Ashram Maharaj, rendered pujari services at Shiva Sangam. Similarly, other disciples of Guru Maharaj were engaged in rendering various services at Sri Chaitanya Math and its branches. Guru Maharaj always encouraged his disciples to render service to all such places established by and related to Srila Prabhupada. He would hand over all the donations he received during his preaching efforts to Sri Srimad Bhakti Vilas Tirth Goswami Maharaj. But many unfavorable circumstances arose one after another. The situation reached a tipping point when Sri Guru Das Babaji Maharaj plotted a conspiracy against Guru Maharaj, in which he very cunningly advised all the disciples of Guru Maharaj staying in Mayapur to pack their belongings and join their Gurudev at his preaching program in Nawab Ganj, thereby forcing them to leave Sri Chaitanya Math forever. Even after coming to know all about this event, Guru Maharaj never became distressed. Instead of becoming disheartened, he engaged much more enthusiastically in the service of Srila Prabhupada in order to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's innermost desires. Srila Prabhupada would say, "In truth, the mutt exists in its principles and not in its bricks and mortar." Inculcating this teaching deep within his heart, Guru Maharaj perfectly abided by the lesson of the following verses without complaint or criticism. Alabdva vinashteva bhaktya chhadana sadhane avikalpa matir bhutva harim eva dhiya smret Padma Puran. One who is devoted to Hari Bhakti should remain undisturbed and continue remembering Hari, even if he is unsuccessful in obtaining food and clothing, or if what he has obtained is lost. Tatyanukampam susmikshamanu bhunjan evatma kritam vipakam hride vak vabubir vidyadham namaste jivet yo mukti pade sa dai bhag. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. One who, while always expecting your mercy, tolerates the result of his previous misdeeds and constantly offers respects to you with his heart, speech, and body, is eligible to receive the inheritance of your lotus feet. Later, Guru Maharaj and a few of his godbrothers and disciples began staying in a rented house in Kolkata and from there preached everywhere. An elevated perspective on the breakup of the Gaudiya Math. Guru Maharaj often expressed his elevated perspective on the breakup of the Gaudiya Math. In Guru Maharaj's biography, Pavan Jeevan Charitra, authored by my godbrother, Pujyapad Bhakti Vallabh Tirth Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj's view on the matter has been recorded in the author's words as follows. On 23 December 1936, after returning from Purushottam Dham, Puri, to Shri Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math in Kolkata, and before entering Nitya Leela, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada gave his final instructions to the devotees present one early morning. Srila Prabhupada told his surrendered disciples, "Everyone should preach the teachings of Sri Rupa Raghunath with the utmost enthusiasm. Our ultimate aim is to become the dust of the lotus feet of the Rupanugas, the staunch followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. All of you should remain united under the guidance of the Ashray Vigraha, or in other words, Sri Guru, in order to please the transcendental senses of the Advaita Tattva, or the unknown and unknowable Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna. With one common objective, you should collectively serve Srimati Radharani, the source of all Ashray Tattva." Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada advised his surrendered disciples to remain under the guidance of the Ashray Vigraha, and he empowered them to reside together with a single objective of preaching the message of Sri Rupa Raghunath. Narrow-minded persons possessing anarthas may think that the pastimes that took place after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance were in violation of his order. If we do not subscribe to the concept that all that happened due to the grace of Sri Hari is auspicious, then our life will be haunted by sorrows. Nothing can happen without the Lord's will. Because the Lord is all auspicious, whatever happens as a result of His desire is always for the best, and therefore it must be auspicious. Small-minded persons are unable to comprehend that many seemingly unfavorable incidents may be the Lord's way of accomplishing a big task. Prithvi paryant jato ache deshgram sarvatra sanchar haibe ke mor naam. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Antekhand 4.126. The chanting of my name will be heard in every town and village in this planet. In reality, whatever has transpired has been in accordance with the desire of Srila Prabhupada, and all has happened with the objective of preserving both the above-mentioned words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the previously mentioned statements of Srila Prabhupada, who is Sriman Mahaprabhu's non-different manifestation. In order to deliver the whole world, Srila Prabhupada invested his disciples, who are capable of delivering the entire world with the power of his mercy, and thus inspired them to live separately and preach. He did not wish to limit his disciples, who were themselves qualified to be acharyas, by ordering them to stay at one place together, and thus restrict their capacity for and efficiency in preaching. Today, by the miraculous efforts of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, preaching work has reached every corner of the earth, and everyone is accepting the teachings of Sriman Mahaprabhu, thus fulfilling Sriman Mahaprabhu's prophecy. If Srila Prabhupada's disciples were devoid of His mercy potency, Kripa Shakti, if they were not under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, and if they were full of anarthas, then it would not have been possible for them to preach all over the world on such a great scale. Unfortunate people who are unaware of the Lord's actual desire become trapped in the quicksand of aparad by praising one person and criticizing another, and thus fall from the spiritual path. All Srila Prabhupada's associates have followed his instructions according to their respective capacities, and they continue to follow his instructions with a non-duplicitous mood. The honest preaching of Srila Prabhupada's disciples has led many fortunate living entities to become attracted to the teachings of Srimad Mahaprabhu and thus enable them to make their life successful by accepting the etiquette of bhakti and engaging in Krishna bhajan with sincerity. Tolerating false allegations. When Guru Maharaj's disciples were cunningly forced to leave Sri Chaitanya Math in Mayapur, Guru Maharaj began renting an apartment on Rasbihari Avenue in Kolkata for everyone to stay. He began preaching from there, and within a short span of time, by Guru Maharaj's divine influence, the construction of mutts began in various locations like Kolkata, Mayapur, and Hyderabad. When this news reached Sri Chaitanya Math, some envious persons began speaking against Guru Maharaj. After Sri Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj was the second best collector of funds in the Gaudiya Math. He must have withheld some of his collections while he was staying in Sri Chaitanya Math. Otherwise, how would it have been possible to start building mutts one after another so soon? He has certainly stolen Sri Chaitanya Math's wealth. When Guru Maharaj heard about these allegations, he said, "Through his own conduct, Srila Prabhupada taught us not to react to such statements. When faced with such a situation, we should remember the verse beginning, Tatyanukampam. Footnote, Tatyanukampa susmikshamanu munjan evatm kritam vipakam. Hride vak vabubir vidyadham namaste jivata yo mukti pade sa dai bhak. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. One who, while always expecting your mercy, tolerates the result of his previous misdeeds and constantly offers respects to you with his heart, speech and body, is eligible to receive the inheritance of your lotus feet. Engage in introspection, susmikshamano, and understand that actually our detractors are inadvertently doing us a favor. By hearing their false allegations, people will assume we have enough money to repair their loans, and thus they will happily loan us whatever funds we require." There were many such incidents that very clearly manifested the quality of Tror Eva Sayashuna, being as tolerant as a tree in the transcendental character of Guru Maharaj. Genuine concern for the well-being of all. Guru Maharaj used to serve Sri Srimad Bhakti Samband Ture Ashrami Goswami Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, by sending him money every month. Once, Srila Ture Ashram Goswami Maharaj sent a letter to Guru Maharaj from Jessore, Badia in former East Pakistan, now Bangladesh, requesting him to send the money to a person in Bairagpur who would then bring it to him. Without disclosing this to anyone, Guru Maharaj would send money to him through me every month. There were many other devotees about whom Guru Maharaj was always very concerned and whom Guru Maharaj would always serve by sending whatever they required. Some of these devotees I never met in my life, nor did I ever witness them visiting Guru Maharaj. Still, Guru Maharaj, absorbed in some internal mood unknown to others, would always remain engaged in such services. It is absolutely impossible for anyone to comprehend or draw any conclusion about his divine activities unless one attains the same elevated chitta vritti or consciousness he possessed. The object of his godmother's respect. Once, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, Sri Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, Shripad Sundar Gopal Prabhu, Shripad Atulanand Brahmachari, and other disciples of Srila Prabhupada were at Sialda station in Kolkata. Shripad Krishna Keshav Brahmachari, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada who was then residing at Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, was also present at the same station, but was a little further away. They called for Sri Krishna Keshav Prabhu to come close to them and asked, "Keshav, how are you?" Sri Krishna Keshav Prabhu replied, "I am very well." They again asked, "Keshav, how are you?" He replied, I am extremely well. They then audibly said among themselves, just see, although he has left the mutt established by Srila Prabhupada, his very own Gurudev, he says that he is very well. Hearing their words, Sri Krishna Kesava Prabhu calmly said, had I continued to stay with you, I would have only ever heard that you alone are engaged in bhajan and no one else is capable of properly serving. I would have been compelled to label all others as non-devotees and would have become expert in Vaishnava Ninda, criticizing devotees. Fortunately, I have been saved from all such wretchedness by staying with Sri Madha Maharaj. With him, I remain immersed in practicing the principle of considering everyone else as honorable and myself as worthless. So to reaffirm, yes, I am extremely well. What have you to say about that? Someone said, listen, Srila Prabhupada blessed Srila Tirtha Maharaj by saying, may you attain abundant auspiciousness. Did he ever give such a blessing to Madha Maharaj? Sri Krishna Kesava Prabhu replied, no one blesses a recipient of a Master of Arts degree by saying, I bless you to acquire a Master of Arts degree. Such blessings are for those who have not yet attained some particular qualification. Therefore, the reason Srila Prabhupada did not bestow the blessings to achieve abundant auspiciousness upon Srila Madha Maharaj is because he had already achieved abundant auspiciousness. By sincerely reflecting on the situation of another, one can easily understand why Srila Prabhupada would have felt it necessary to bless him in this way. They have sent Lakshmi away. When Guru Maharaj was cunningly made to leave Sri Chaitanya Mutt, Sri Sakhi Charan Rai Bhakti Vijay, later known as Sri Sakhi Charan Das Babaji Maharaj, said, Lakshmi ki vidai diye che. They have sent Lakshmi away. Due to their misfortune, some of the people of Sri Chaitanya Mutt have banished someone who not only engaged in all services for the pleasure of Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, but also used to collect a large amount of donations for such services. Fulfilling the promise of Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada once performed a deity installation in Sarbhog, Assam, the huge crowd that gathered to have his darshan appeared like an endless procession of ants. Observing the scriptural etiquette that one should not visit a sadhu without something to offer, everyone brought offerings like rice, grains, vegetables and so on. As all came forward one by one to receive his darshan, Srila Prabhupada asked his sevak, where are all these people going? It appears as if they are passing through the mutt on their way elsewhere. His sevak replied, they are not going anywhere else and have come only for your darshan. They have never before received the opportunity to see a Tridandi Sannyasi. After hearing about your glories, they have all come for sadhu darshan. Srila Prabhupada was touched and said, so much eagerness they have for sadhu darshan, so much faith they have in sadhus, I will come here every year. Unfortunately, Srila Prabhupada performed his aprakat lila, disappearance pastime soon after and thus never physically visited Sarbhog again. Remembering Srila Prabhupada's words that he would visit Sarbhog every year, Guru Maharaj would yearly visit Sarbhog to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. He would say, whatever Srila Prabhupada has spoken can never be false. He will appear here every year in his deity form. In this pastime, Guru Maharaj exemplified the consciousness, chitta vritti of a fully surrendered disciple in relation to fulfilling the words and innermost desires of Sri Guru. The great wealth of a tattered blanket. Wherever he travelled, Guru Maharaj always carried one particular blanket with him, which he would place on his bed. Although he would receive many blankets during his travels, he would only ever use that one particular old blanket. Guru Maharaj Sevak once removed that old blanket, hid it somewhere and replaced it with a beautiful new blanket. Upon seeing that the old blanket was missing from his bed, Guru Maharaj at once inquired about its whereabouts from his sevak, who replied that blanket had gotten quite old and was worn out. Guru Maharaj interrupted him to say, "Even if it were completely worn out and torn to pieces, I would have it sewn back together and use no other blanket for the rest of my life. My most worshipful Guru Pad Padma, Srila Prabhupada, very mercifully sat on that blanket, being fully aware that it had previously been used by me. If you were to understand its true value, you would never try to remove it. It is not important whether an item is old or new, or if its price is high or low. Its true value is completely dependent on its connection with the Great Personality, who either gave it with love or used it and mercifully left it for others as his remnant." Such was Guru Maharaj's attachment towards a seemingly insignificant object that was connected to Srila Prabhupada. His attachment to that blanket gives some indication as to the immensity of his attachment to Srila Prabhupada. The apparent end point of others' attempts was for him a starting point. Every year after the Gaur Purnim festival, Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshar Shrida Gosai Maharaj used to invite many of his god brothers to attend a function at his Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math at Kolar Ganj Navdeep Dham. During the time of one such occasion, Guru Maharaj, after the completion of the Gaur Purnima festival, was engaged in managing the affairs of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, such as bidding farewell to the pilgrims and settling accounts. And despite his sincerest desire and efforts to reach Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math in a punctual manner, he arrived somewhat late to the assembly of Vaishnavas gathered there. Upon seeing that Guru Maharaj had arrived, Sri Srimad Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Gosai Maharaj said, "Madha Maharaj, you have arrived very late today. We have been waiting for you for a long time." Guru Maharaj replied, "Maharaj, because many pilgrims had come to our mutt for Navdeep Dham Parikrama, we have incurred a great debt. Today I was busily engaged in settling these debts and resolving other issues, so that the services of the mutt can continue. I beg for you and all other Vaishnavas present to please forgive me for my delay." Sri Srimad Bhakti Vichar Yajavar Goswami Maharaj then said, "Narambhan arabhet kochit. There is no need of such an ostentatious display. Why have you taken on more responsibility than you can easily handle?" Hearing this, Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshar Shrida Goswami Maharaj said, "Madha Maharaj, I would like to reply to Pujyapad Yajavar Maharaj's comment."
"Yes, Maharaji, as you please," Guru Maharaj replied.
"For an elephant," Srila Shrida Goswami Maharaj started, "a stick of sugar cane is as insignificant as naswar, snuff tobacco. Whereas for an ant, the same sugar cane stick is like a mountain. An activity that to us may seem like a huge endeavor is nothing but an insignificant task for Pujyapad Madha Maharaj. He can perform such deeds without any difficulty. In this regard, I have had first-hand experience. Srila Prabhupada had sent Pujyapad Madha Maharaj, then known as Sri Hai Garib Brahmachari, and me to acquire some land at the meeting place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Rai Ramanan at Kovur, near the banks of Godavari River, in order to establish Sriman Mahaprabhu's footprints, Pad Peeth there. After many days of endless endeavor, I said, 'Hai Garib Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada has sent us here with great hope to obtain a piece of land on which to establish Mahaprabhu's Padpeetha. My brahmachari name given by Srila Prabhupada was Ramanandas, and this is the meeting place of Sriman Mahaprabhu and Sri Ramanand Rai. Although we have tried our best to acquire land, we have not been successful. What is your opinion? Should we stay here longer or should we leave for Madras for preaching?' Sri Hai Garib Prabhu replied, 'It is my feeling that we have thus far not made any special endeavors. I think we should continue our efforts for some time more.'
Srila Sridhar Goswami Maharaj then mentioned to all the Vaishnavas present, "You may estimate his capability from this statement of his. The apparent end point of our attempts was for him a beginning point of fresh endeavors. Later, through his tireless efforts, a large plot of land was acquired in Kovur and a mutt was established there." Srila Prabhupada used to describe Sri Haigrib Brahmachari as having volcanic energy, and Sri Vasudev Prabhu used to call him Sarvaghate, one who excels in completing all types of tasks. My personal view about Pujyapad Madhav Maharaj is that he is comparable to none other than Sri Vakreshwar Pandit, an associate of Sriman Mahaprabhu, who could dance continuously during Kirtan for 72 hours without being fatigued. Beyond the glorification of my Guru Maharaj, this narration relates a significant lesson. Although Srila Sridhar Goswami Maharaj was senior to my Guru Maharaj, having joined the mutt and having been awarded sannyas vesh earlier than him, he did not hesitate in observing and speaking about the good qualities of his junior godbrother. Sri Golok Vrindavan is the topmost abode, superior to all other Vaikuntha planets, and it remains eternally free from even the faintest scent of jealousy and envy. Because Srila Sridhar Goswami Maharaj is among the great personalities who are sincere, nirmatsar, followers of the loving residents of this very Golok Vrindavan, he remains free from the material limitations of this world and was therefore able to offer such genuinely humble and non-duplicitous praise.